In recent years, we've noted various permutations of old media and new technologies, and here is another one from San Francisco. By November, subscribers to the San Francisco Chronicle will be able to receive an hour-long daily audio edition downloaded and burned onto a CD. If the Chronicle's prototype is any guide, it'll sound something like this.
From the San Francisco Chronicle, a blanket appeal for a citywide security zone by Rob Morse. Memo to Barbara Boxer and other politicians and bureaucrats who want to call out the National Guard and extend airport security beyond the ticket counters to the parking lots or wherever. How about extending security to the entire city and county of San Francisco? This content copyright 2002 by the San Francisco Chronicle.
Jonathan Hiller is Chief Information Officer for the Chronicle. Mr. Hiller, what's the idea here?
The idea is actually a simple one. We're targeting mobile users, people who are commuting on buses, on the BART system here. We think there's a market for people who want to listen to quality content while they're commuting. And what we're offering is a service that would allow subscribers and non-subscribers alike to download news on a daily basis. It would all be automated, and they can select their preferences. For instance, they can select hard news, business, sports, entertainment, etc. And they can specify the order in which they want the content downloaded, and they can specify the time that the download is to occur.
So take me through. Let's say this were operating right now. The paper goes to bed at what time?
About midnight.
And how is it being turned into an audio edition at the same time?
Okay. Well, during the day, stories are specially chosen from all the sections in the paper, and they're batched together. And when the paper closes, the stories are transmitted via the network to a business partner we're working with, MobileSoft, in Atlanta, Georgia. They have a voice studio set up, and they actually record the stories. People read the stories. They're digitized, packaged, loaded on a server, and they'll be available for downloading by 5 a.m. Monday through Friday.
No software robotic voices in this project. Real
no.
people?
It's all human voices.
And will somebody get to hear, say, the entire front page of the paper?
Not necessarily. We're going to have about 60 minutes worth of content a day, which equals 20 to 30 stories a day. And we'll be choosing stories that we think will play well in this medium. So you might have four or five stories from hard news, four or five business stories, etc. The idea is not to necessarily, it's not to replace the paper, but to complement the newspaper.
Now, at the risk of sounding like I'm engaging in some special pleading here, what's the point of simply reading newspaper stories as opposed to listening to radio news, which is designed to be listened to rather than to be read?
Well, we love NPR, but it is different than NPR because NPR is a broadcast, whereas what we're trying is point-to-point, and it's customized. It's unique in that the customers are specifying what they want to hear.
Would there be any advertising on these CDs?
No, we don't believe people will want to pay a premium at this time for something and then have advertising included. So it'll be advertising free.
At this time sounds a little ominous, though, when you say that.
Well, it's really, you know, if advertising, somehow if it could be made into interesting content, who knows, maybe personals or something like that, people would want to hear.
You know, so much of a newspaper is visual, seeing how big the headline is. How are you going to deal with that in audio?
Well, we're going to, it's a good question, and the success of that will depend on the readers, of course, and how much drama they can bring to what they're reading and how they can evoke images in the reader's mind or the listener's mind. But, you know, listening is very different than reading, and this will be a new way to experience the newspaper.
Well, Mr. Hiller, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Jonathan Hiller, Chief Information Officer of the San Francisco Chronicle, spoke to us from San Francisco. Thank you.